While Mustafa left Syria last year with his family, his cooking skills, and little else. After abandoning his devastated home on the outskirts of Damascus, Mustafa, his wife, children, and aging parents spent months seeking safety in one town after another. But war always followed, so they fled to Beirut, then on to Cairo.
Here I start from the zero.
He's one of the lucky ones.
Because here everything is easy. The people easy, to find job easy, to move here easy.
Mustafa works at a restaurant in Little Syria, a neighborhood in a desert city west of Cairo. He's one of 140,000 Syrian refugees in Egypt. Most are opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Shops include the Bakery of the Revolution. Mustafa deflects questions about the politics of the conflict.
Nobody knows who's will win. Until now, nobody win. All the people Syrian now lose.
Many refugees manage only to make it across the border, landing in camps in Jordan or other neighboring countries, proving a strain to their hosts. Professor Saeed Sadiq says that's not the case with refugees in Egypt.
They are not fighters, they are not doing anything, they are just middle class, low income people who had to escape from the atrocities and the violence. And it is a second home.
Egypt and Syria were once bound in the United Arab Republic, and family, cultural, and Sunni religious ties run deep. The government treats them far differently from exiles from Iraq, Sudan, or Palestinian lands. Mohammed Dairi is the regional representative for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
Thanks God we have the Egyptian government who has decided to grant them access to public schools since last September, in addition to the access of all Syrians in Egypt to public health facilities.
But some worry how long the goodwill can last. Egypt has troubles of its own, and with the devastation of Syria so thorough, refugees, Mustafa among them, are uncertain when they can return.
I don't know. I hope I will not stay here too much, but I think it will be get more, about 20 years or more.
Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.